You're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Hannah Baba. When recreational cannabis was legalized in California just over 6 months ago, the people championing legal weed had high hopes. Growers would emerge out of the shadows into the light. The people arrested during the war on drugs could become CEOs of cannabis empires. Millions of dollars worth of tax revenue could ooze out of the marijuana plants right into the government's pockets. So has legal weed lived up to the expectations? Well, joining me now is Justice reporter Holly J. McDeed to tell us. Hey, Holly.
Hey, Hannah.
So let's start with the money. Are we seeing as much tax revenue as the government predicted?
No, it's kind of been a little disappointing. So for the first quarter of the year, revenue from cannabis taxes was $34 million, which means we're on track to take in only 19% of what Governor Jerry Brown predicted in his budget. So one reason for that is because people might be surprised by how much taxes are on cannabis. So when January 1st came in, there were lines outside of dispensaries. Everyone was really excited. But it seems as though the excitement has kind of worn out when people realized just how much taxes they were going to have to pay for legal cannabis.
Okay. So how expensive is it to buy weed legally in California today?
Well, so let me tell you about how much this stuff is taxed. So legally sold cannabis, there's a 15% tax. State sales tax usually adds somewhere between 8 to 10%. And then on top of that, local cities are throwing their own tax rates onto the whole thing. So that brings the total cost up to 40% tax on cannabis in some places. So a lot of people are just staying in the black market because you don't get taxed in the black market.
Right. So how has legalization played out in different cities and towns around the state? Does it differ depending on where you are?
Definitely. So most places are actually shutting cannabis out altogether. The San Jose Mercury News and other partner outlets actually conducted a study that showed that fewer than one in seven cities in the state even allow recreational cannabis stores. The reason for that is because when Prop 64 passed, what happened was cities and counties were given a really strong say over what they wanted to allow in their jurisdictions and when. So the whole world of legal cannabis in California is a huge patchwork, and dispensaries are not always easy to find depending on where you live.
So what about cities that do allow dispensaries? How are those stores doing?
Well, obviously, some of those dispensaries are doing really well, but in others, if you go in, today, for example, you might find rows and rows of empty shelves. So what happened was, by July 1st, everyone had to abide by all these new regulations. There were new labeling standards, you had to have child-resistant containers, more pesticide testing needed to be done. And so what these dispensaries did was they had to get rid of all their weed, basically. So there's huge, massive, massive sales, everything must go kind of sales. But it didn't keep up. And there's an estimated $350 million worth of weed that had to be destroyed.
Okay, so sounds like a rocky start. But is everything in place now for businesses to rebound?
Well, dispensaries are scrambling right now because they had to throw out all this weed, and there's not a lot of testing labs. And the ones that do exist are already backlogged. There's only 30 testing labs in the state.
So what exactly happens in those testing labs?
So it's pretty incredible. You should go. There's lab tests for heavy metals, pesticides, and rat hair. So there's people working very hard to make sure that rat hair does not end up in our cannabis.
Okay. To what extent are businesses staying in the black market?
Well, a report from earlier this year from the California Growers Association called An Emerging Crisis showed that less than 1% of California's cannabis growers are registered with the state's new legal licensing system. Money, of course, is a big reason. Like I said, there's all these regulations, all these requirements. Everything costs money, and it's very hard. So before legalization rolled around, I talked to a lot of cannabis farmers who were worried about being pushed out. Some of them were just going to basically give up. So there were concerns from the beginning that the little guy, the grandma on the hill living in Mendocino County, wouldn't be able to make it. And so we just end up with these big marijuana corporations running the show. So the California Growers Association actually told Bloomberg News that about half of existing cannabis farmers have already been driven out by the new rules.
So another thing that we were expecting with the legalization of cannabis is that there would be fewer arrests related to marijuana. Is that true?
That is true. So arrests for marijuana-related crimes have plunged. But Black and Hispanic people are still disproportionately arrested for marijuana-related crimes compared to white people.
And some cities like Oakland launched equity programs to help people who suffered under the war on drugs, helping them to enter the legal market. Has that worked at all?
It's hard to say just yet. So for people who haven't been watching Oakland's cannabis equity program, the idea of it is basically to give a leg up in the permitting process for people who were arrested during the war on drugs or who lived in neighborhoods with a lot of weed-related arrests. The idea was basically to right past wrongs. So they launched this equity program, and since May 2017, at least half of cannabis permit applications have come from equity applicants, people who meet the description of having been wronged by the war on drugs. Mm-hmm. But there's so much competition. Oakland officials so far have received nearly 800 cannabis permit applications. So the city can give priority on permits to groups of people, but those people still need resources to set up a business. They need land, capital, things that are just hard to access.
So then what can the city do?
So the city is planning on giving people no interest startup loans, but that's in the pipeline. Mm-hmm. So the bottom line is that all these regulations and requirements make it more expensive for everyone. It's really cumbersome for a lot of people. But on the bright side, these regulations mean that cannabis testing laboratories, for example, are out there working hard to make sure we don't find metal or rat hair inside of our marijuana.
Okay. Thanks, Holly.
Thanks, Anna.